Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
SBS Radio.
Welcome to SBS Radio, Tony.
Good to be back.
What are the provisions of this proposed citizenship law that the Labor doesn't agree with?
The citizenship proposal from the government will for the first time guarantee that a large number of permanent residents are never given the opportunity to become Australian citizens. We've never had to deal with that before, but that's what the government's proposing. They're doing it in two ways. First of all, people already have to wait 4 years before you can apply for citizenship. But they're wanting to make that all four of those years have to be as a permanent resident. That means some people who've been on two temporary work visas and then get on a permanent residence have already been waiting 9 years. They'll have to wait another 3 years. So they'll end up waiting 12 years before they can become full Australian citizens. But the other thing the government's doing is introducing a new English language test. Now, you already have to speak English to be able to become a citizen because the test is in English. So if you've got normal conversational English, that's what's required to be able to become a citizen. The government wants to make it that you have to have the same level of English that a whole lot of universities demand for entrance to their courses. Now, that will guarantee a massive failure rate. There's a large number of Australians who were born here who will never be able to reach that level of English competence. And what the government is then doing is saying there are a whole lot of people who are permanent residents who will never get to pledge allegiance to Australia and will never become Australian citizens. Now, the Labor Party cannot support that, and will be fighting these changes every step of the way.
So are you opposing the English language test in all its forms, or are you opposing the level of English competency set by the government?
There already is an English language test, because there already is a citizenship test which is in English. So there already is a way of testing English, and we support the way it's done right now. We don't support the extra layer. The extra layer, the level that the government's asking, is ridiculous. But whenever you do a change like that, you guarantee that a whole lot of people who want to become Australian citizens, who are already living here permanently and will be in Australia for their whole lives, will never get to become Australian citizens. There are many people who are Australian citizens right now who can conduct a conversation in English, but would never make the level required to get into university. And the government is saying to those people, if they hadn't made it through the door already, the government would now be saying no to them. And the government would prefer that they weren't here in Australia. That is an outrageous thing to do with citizenship.
And what is Labor's position on the new law seeking more powers for the immigration minister, even to overrule the decisions made by Administrative Appeals Tribunal in matters of granting citizenship?
Yeah, that's a particularly complex part of the legislation, and we're referring the legislation to a Senate inquiry. If it turns out that there is a practical, decent way of dealing with that, then our advice to the government would be to reintroduce separate legislation and deal with it there. So we haven't taken a position on that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been bundled into this legislation. It's quite a different issue. We'll be opposing this legislation. If it turns out there is a practical way of dealing with that, then we would invite the government to reintroduce separate legislation.
Is there any provision of the law that is being proposed currently that Labor agrees with, that Labor sees eye to eye with the government?
We'll be voting against the changes themselves. They're all bundled in together, and we'll be voting against it. There are some things which, if they came back separately, I expect would not be unreasonable. There's a provision there, for example, instead of it just being a pledge to Australia, calling it a pledge of allegiance. Now, I think most people, when they commit to Australia, do view it as being something of allegiance. So I think a change like that is something that Labor would have no... I expect Labor would have no problem with. But at the moment, this has all been bundled together in legislation that is designed for one purpose. It's designed to create a new class of second-class Australians who will live here their whole lives and will never be allowed to become citizens. And I think that's a dreadful change in the sort of country we are.
But Malcolm Turnbull says that it's being done keeping the national security in mind.
It can't be about national security, because the people we're talking about who apply for citizenship are already permanent residents. So if they're a national security risk, they shouldn't be here as permanent residents, and the government should deal with it immediately. This is about politics from the government. That's what they're doing. They're wanting to play a political game which is tied up with Peter Dutton's leadership ambitions. And multicultural Australia is paying the price for that game.
In your view, do you think the citizenship law needs any sort of changes? Does the Labor Party envisage bringing any sort of changes in the citizenship law at all?
We'll announce before the next election what our policy is on citizenship should we win government. Right now, we've had an election that the Liberal Party has won, and we have to deal with their proposals. And for the proposals that they've brought forward at the moment, they are proposals which would create a new group of second-class Australians, and we'll have nothing to do with that.
Some legal experts have aired their views saying that the proposed change is aimed at, you know, stripping the children, migrant children, of their rights. Do you agree with this assertion?
There are some additional layers as to how it interacts with children, and that's something that will come through in the Senate inquiry. Mm-hmm. The two principal issues that have caused Labor to decide we will reject the legislation in its entirety are the delay and the way the English language test is being implemented. Those two issues, for the first time, create a permanent group of second-class Australians who never get to pledge allegiance to the country and who will always be told they don't belong. And as I say, we have so many great Australians who live here, work here, vote, make a contribution, who never would have been allowed in the door if Peter Dutton had had his way 10 years ago. And we don't intend to let him have his way now.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio. Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio. At sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.